Now, many people have a very narrow-minded concept of the truth of prosperity.
有很多人呢，对于财富的真理呢，都非常的狭隘。
Let me tell you that prosperity truth is very broad.
财富的真理是非常广泛的。
There are 8 levels.
有八个层次。
Level number one.
第一个层次。
It's called biblical principles of finance.
也就是合乎圣经原则的财务观。
We talk about attitudes, conditions of heart, and stewardship.
讲到态度，你的心的状况，还有如何做个好管家。
The second level that we talk about is money management.
第二个阶层是如何管理钱财。
We talk about budget.
讲到预算。
Savings.
存款。
And mastering the psychology over money.
如何来对于财务有一个正确的心理观。
Level number three.
第三个阶层
is financial planning.
财务计划。
We talk about investment portfolio.
讲到如何做投资。
We talk about wealth creation sectors.
如何创造财富不同的阶段。
Level number four.
第四个阶段。
We talk about wealth management.
讲到财富管理。
Where we talk about entrepreneurship.
讲到企业家精神。
We talk about the profiles of millionaires.
讲到如何成为一个百万富翁。
We talk about generational wealth.
讲到累代财富的累积。
We talk about morality.
道德。
Level number five.
第五个层次。
We talk about Kairos investment.
讲到关键时期的投资。
We talk about timings and seasons in prophetic investments.
时刻季节限制性的投资。
Level number six.
第六个层次。
We talk about crisis management.
讲到危机管理。
We talk about debt reduction strategy.
减轻债务，除去债务。
We talk about strategic balances of your assets and your liabilities.
策略性的平衡你的资产与负债。
We talk about what we must avoid in the coming next crash.
你怎么样来避免下一个失败？
What we must do to avoid the next global financial crash.
我们要怎么样来避免下一次的全球的经济大恐慌？
Now, level number seven.
第七点。
End time crisis strategy.
末世危机处理。
Where we talk.Specifically about the wisdom of Joseph.
特别讲到约瑟的智慧。
And then level number eight.
第八个层次。
Higher realm of supernaturalism.
更高层次的超自然领域。
We talk about the laws of heaven.
天堂的律法。
And how to govern earth from heaven.
如何从天堂管理地面。
So prosperity have these 8 different aspects.
丰盛有这个八个不同的角度。
So prosperity is not what you think. Oh, 我学会了。
丰盛不是你觉得那样你就学会了。
There are 8 levels that everything you must master.
有八个层次，在每一个层次你都要是专家。
Now I want to talk to you about a message entitled "The Investment That Reap the Greatest Dividends."
现在我要讲的主题呢，就是一个能收到最大回收率的一个投资。
In Mark chapter 12,
马可福音第十二章
we're going to talk about the mighty might.
大有能力的这个能力。
We're talking about the mighty might, which is the money of the widow.
就是钱，寡妇的钱。
From verse 38 all the way to 44.
38到44节。
But let me focus from verse 41.
41节是我们的焦点了。
Now Jesus said,Opposite the treasury, and saw how the people put money into the treasury. And many who were rich put in much. Then one poor widow came and threw in 2 mites, which makes a quadrant. So he called his disciples to himself and said to them, Assuredly I say to you that this poor widow has put in more than all those who have given to the treasury. For they all put in out of their abundance.But she gave out of her poverty, put in all that she had, her whole livelihood.
耶稣对银库坐着，看众人怎样投钱入库。有好些财主往里投了若干的钱，有一个穷寡妇来，往里投了两个小钱，就是一个大钱。耶稣叫门徒来说， 我实实在在告诉你们，这穷寡妇投入库里的比众人所投的更多，因为他们都是自己有余，拿出来投在里头，但这寡妇是自己不足，把她一切养生的都投上了。
This truth is so deep,
这个真理很深。
That in the next few days in my private session for the FMP program, I will talk the deepest revelation of this truth that will shock you when you know the truth.
在这个比喻里面的真理呢是非常非常深刻，在 FMP 的这个课程里面我要谈这个深刻的启示。
I was shocked and you will be shocked.
我会觉得很惊讶，你听到也会觉得很惊讶。
Because I've never heard this truth before.
因为我自己都没有曾经听过这个真理。
Now we're going to highlight about this costly gift of the widow.
我们来看这个寡妇所付出的极大代价的礼物。
This incident happened on the last week of the earthly ministry of Jesus.
这是耶稣在地上服事的最后一个星期。
He was traveling down from Jericho after ministered to a tax collector, Zacchaeus.
他在耶利哥服事了撒该这个税吏之后来到这个地方。
So from Jericho he traveled 19,000 miles to Jerusalem.
他从耶利哥呢走了19,000里来到耶路撒冷。
And this incident happens on the week of the Passover.
也就是在逾越节的这一个星期发生的事。
It happens during the feast of the unleavened bread.
是要吃那个无酵面包的那个餐饮。
Mark the words, the feast of the unleavened bread.
无酵之宴。
And pilgrims from all over Israel are coming to Jerusalem to worship God.
那么在这个星期呢，就是以色列各处的朝圣者都要来耶路撒冷来敬拜神。
This incident happens on a Tuesday.
这件事发生在星期二。
And I'm going to divide this sermon into three points.
那么这个讲道要分三个大重点。
Three T.
三个关键。
Treasury.
宝藏。
Tributes.
贡献。
And transformation.
转化。
Or we can call it observation.
观察。
Offerings.
奉献。
And opportunities.
或者是讲
Let's talk
机会。
About the treasury.
先讲到财富宝藏。
Because in verse 41, Jesus said,Opposite the treasury, and he was observing the activities of the place.
那么在第四十一节呢，耶稣对着银库坐着，然后呢就观察了整个地方。
In Jesus' day, the temple complex building was 35 acres.
那么在耶稣的那个时代的那个圣殿呢是三十五英亩地。
And this building was in existence for 46 years.
这个建筑物呢。存在那里46年。
They have high walls around the building.
在这个建筑物四周都是高墙。
Because the wall was to retain the soil.
目的是要把那个土壤放在那个地方，不要让它流失。
Because if you go to Mount of Olives and look across Jerusalem, especially at the Dung Gate,
假如你从这个橄榄山呢看耶路撒冷，特别是在粪场门，
you will see behind the wall, it dropped 410 feet down.
就从这个墙一下子呢，那个地平线好像掉了400尺。
So there was wall around it to prevent soil erosion.
这样子呢，就在四周建了高墙，以免那个土壤都侵蚀流失了。
Do you have walls around your soul?
在你的灵魂四周有没有墙
？No fox will come in.
不然的话，小狐狸跑进来。
No enemy will come in.
这个仇敌不会跑进来。
And morality and righteousness will not be eroded away.
这个公义跟道德呢不会被外面的东西侵蚀走了。
Do you have walls around your soul?
你的灵魂四周有没有墙？
And so when you enter Jerusalem,
当你进入耶路撒冷，
you will pass through the first gate, they call it beautiful, the gate beautiful of Acts chapter 3.
那使徒行传第三章告诉我们，进入耶路撒冷的第一个门就是美门。
And so when you enter into the temple court area,
那么你进入了圣殿的大厅。
You come to a place called the women's court that can hold 15,000 worshippers.
第一个地方呢叫女人院，它可以有15,000名的敬拜者。
The word treasury there comes from the Greek word that talks about the place of the offering boxes.
这里讲的这个银库的地方呢，就是 放这个奉献箱的地方。
It talks about the money collection boxes.
收集钱的这个箱子。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because according to the law of Moses,
根据摩西的律法，
in Exodus chapter 30 verse 13,
出埃及记30章32节，
there was an annual temple tax, which is half a shekel Jewish coin.
每一年呢都要交这个圣殿税了，那是0.5的 shekel.
And then in the days of Nehemiah,
在尼希米那个时候，
in Nehemiah chapter 10 verse 32,
尼希米记十章三十二节，
because they just came back from Babylon, they were poor people, so the temple tax was reduced to 1/3 of a shekel.
因为他们才从巴比伦回来，所以他们很穷嘛，所以这个圣殿税呢，从这个0.5个克舍勒变成0.3个克舍勒。
Jesus was so amazed at the widow's offering.
所以耶稣看到这个寡妇奉献的时候，他很惊讶。
It was 2 mites.
是两个小钱。
Which they call it a farthing.
就是一个大钱。
Which is 2 mites is equivalent to 1/64 of a denarius.
就是1/64的 denarius.
Now, 1 denarius is equal to 1 man's wages of that day.
一个 denarii 呢，就等于一个人一天的工资。
But 2 mites of this widow is 1/64 of a day wages.
那么，这个两个小钱呢，就等于是一个人一天工资的1/64。
And so if you are a poor person,
假如你是一个穷人,
and now you come into Jerusalem,
现在你来到耶路撒冷,
the minimum temple tax was 1/3 of a shekel.
那么最少呢,你要给这个圣殿税的是1/3的 shekel.
That is at least 44 mites.
你是44个小钱。
But yet this widow only have 2 mites with her.
可是这个寡妇只有两个小钱。
This word treasury,
这个银库,
actually means 13 shofarov.
13个 shofarov.
Which, what is a shofarov? Shofarov is a box that is narrow at the top, wide at the bottom.
这个 shofarov 就是一个箱子啦，它是上面很窄，底下很宽。
Which is a brass trumpet shaped kind of a funnel.
它是一个铜制的，好像那个喇叭样的一个容器。
So the treasury place, you will find 13 boxes like a trumpet or like a shofar.
所以你在这个收奉献的地方呢，你会发现13个这样子铜制的这个箱子的样子呢，好像这个号角一样。
So in the treasury room, you will locate 13 such boxes leaning against the pillars.
所以你在这个收奉献的地方呢，收税的地方，就有这13个这种样子的箱子呢，靠在柱子旁边。
And scholars say 9 of those boxes are for tithes, and 4 of those boxes are for offerings.
九个，其中这个箱子里面的九个呢，是给你放十一的，其他四个呢是放奉献的。
There are other scholars that says that those 13 boxes for this special occasion was actually.A receiving box as the gifts collection for the poor.
那么其实呢，这些的后来的这些箱子呢，奉献箱子呢，他们收过来奉献是给穷人的。
But if you look at verse 41,
假如你看41节，
what was Jesus doing over there?
那么耶稣在那里干什么？
Was Jesus praying?
耶稣有没有在祷告？
Or was Jesus taking a break?
他是休息吗？
If you look carefully, he say Jesus sat opposite there.And saw how the people put money into the treasury.
耶稣坐在那里的目的是在看众人怎样把钱投到库里去。
Amazing! It was during a festival season.
很惊讶吧？这是一个节庆。
Everybody comes all over Israel, coming to Jerusalem to worship God.
大家都来过无酵节来敬拜神。
It was such a crowded place.
很拥挤。
That there were about 15,000 worshippers that day.
那一天有15,000个敬拜者。
But yet, Jesus' eyes was not focused on the mass, and he focused on one single individual.
可是耶稣的眼睛呢，没有放在那些人身上，他只放在一个人身上。
His focus was on one single poor widow.
这一个穷寡妇。
He was focused on the poorest of all the people that come to worship God.
他看到那些最贫穷的人来敬拜神。
I'm telling you, Jesus' eyes are on the poor.
耶稣的眼睛是在穷人身上。
You don't think that Jesus' eyes are on other people. Jesus' eyes are on the poor widow, on the poorest people. His eyes are looking.
他的眼耶稣的眼睛呢是放在最穷的人身上，那些穷寡妇。
Strangely, Jesus never say a word audibly to her to praise her.
耶稣从来没有一个说出一个可以听到的话来赞美他。
But out of his own heart, there was the love of God that compliment her action.
可是从他的心中呢，有神的爱流露出来，来赞美他的行为。
This word saw.
看到。
In the Greek.
在希腊文里
is the word theorio,
theorio,
which comes from the English word theater.
就是 theater 这个字英文
theater means you go to a movie house, cinema,
看戏啊，那个电影院啊，戏院。
So a theater is a movie house.
这个戏院就是一个看电影的地方。
What do you do in a theater?
在戏院里做什么
？You sit down with your eyes open, watching the movie and the drama.
你坐下来，你就眼睛打开，看前面在演什么。
Jesus was watching with his eyes open.
耶稣的眼睛打开的看。
And strange thing.
奇怪的。
Just before Jesus goes to the cross, Jesus talked about money.
耶稣上十字架之前，他谈钱。
You will think that Jesus will talk about other spiritual subject, but before he go to the cross, he talked about money.
你以为耶稣上十字架前会谈别的，可是他谈的是钱。
Jesus was theorio the whole crowd.
耶稣在 theorio 整个的会众。
He must be watching this movie of the whole scene of the people coming into the treasure room. He was watching for a long, long time.
他好像那个坐在戏院里呢，就看人们来奉献，好像看电影一样。
I'm telling you, this will put fear in your heart.
这会把你的里面的敬畏吸引出来吧。
God's eyes is on the treasury room.
神的眼睛是在财宝库上。
Some people think that God doesn't care how much you give.
有很多人说，神不在乎你给多少。
This passage will tell you God cares.
这个经文告诉你，神在乎。
God was looking at people giving money to God.
神看人怎么给他钱。
You have to see as God sees.
你一定要按着神的眼光看到他所看到。
What you are worth and what you think you are worth is two different matters.
你真的有多少价值和你以为你认为你自己有多少价值这是两回事。
Because the rich people come and give a lot and they feel that they are worth much before the eyes of God.
那么富有的人来了他给很多奉献他觉得他在神面前真是有价值。
But this poor widow come and give that two little coins and she don't feel so worthy herself, but yet God looks at her worthily.
这个穷寡妇来了她丢了两个小钱她自己觉得真是不好意思可是在神的眼光里面看她极有价值。
How God looks at man is very different from how men look at other people.
人怎么看神怎么看人跟人看人是非常不一样的。
Wow, if a man wrote a big fat check.
假如一个人写一张大金额支票。
Wow, this man is spiritual.
这个人真属灵。
Not really.
才不是呢。
Because God looks at the heart rather than the outside action.
因为神看内心超越外面的行动。
Because God looks at all the rich people who give lots of money.
看到这些富有人给很多钱。
But yet,God only compliment one offering.
可是神只称赞这一个奉献。
This word saw, it means to look intently with close observation for details.
这个看着的看呢就是他很仔细的看看细节。
This word saw is in the Greek imperfect tense.
在希腊文是未完成式。
It means it's not a passing glance, but it's a careful, long watching, looking and observing for a long time.
他不是随便看一下，乃是仔细的看，看很久。
And look at, he was so impressed with this widow.
他觉得这寡妇真的让他印象深刻。
If today this widow were to come to church,
假如这个寡妇今天来到教会
and he gave her offering,
把奉献拿出来
we will be insulted.
我们觉得受侮辱
we will get angry.
生气
Why this woman gave so little to God?
为什么把这么少的钱给神？
But Jesus was impressed with this woman's offering.
可是呢，耶稣对这个女人的奉献感到非常的受激励。
We must learn how to handle money carefully.
要知道如何处理你的钱。
There was a man by the name of Alfred Nobel.
有一个人叫做 Alfred Nobel.
He was the one that invented the dynamite.
是他发明炸弹。
And because of his invention, they use it to create a bomb.
因为他的发明呢，大家就做炸弹。
And it gave him a lots of money.
所以他赚很多钱。
And he became rich overnight.
一夜之间大大有钱。
Then one day at his brother's obituary,
有一天呢，在他的这个弟兄的这个丧礼上
，somebody commented about his invention.
那么有一个人就说了关于他的发明。
He said this man is rich because of his wicked invention.
说呢，这个人有钱是因为他的邪恶的发明。
He invented things to kill people.
他的发明呢，杀害人们。
The hissing sound. And he was very sad.
他就很忧伤。
And so he decided to do one thing.
他决定做一件事。
He gave away all the money prize that he has, and he gave it away and founded a noble thing called Nobel Prize Peace Prize.
所以呢，他就把他，因为他听到了这个，因为他听到了这个评论，所以他就把他所有的金钱奉献出去。这个金钱呢，就成立了一个奖金，就是诺贝尔和平奖金。
What was God watching over the treasury?
那么神在这银库上看什么
？Number one, he was watching the affluencing. Affluencing means the flowing freely of things towards the treasury.
那么首先呢，神看的是这个金钱的流动。在这个银库里面呢，钱是不是进来出去
？Amazingly, this woman have no ministry.
很奇妙是这个女人，她没有什么服事。
She have no great talents.
没有什么恩赐。
But she only did one great thing for God.
她只为神做一件伟大的事。
She was not an intercessor.
她不是个代祷者。
But she only did one thing.
她只做一件事。
And it has to do with money.
跟钱有关。
Some people say money doesn't impress God.
有些人说呢，神不在乎你的钱。
I'm telling you, that widow's money impressed God.
这个寡妇的钱让神印象非常深刻。
One day I was in Indonesia.
有一天我在印尼。
And they were doing the offering collection.
他们在收奉献。
And I saw an angel flew down.
我就看到一个天使飞下来。
And he has a tablet in his hand.
在手上拿了一个板。
And he was writing something on the tablet.
写东西。
So I was watching this angel.
我就看这个天使。
I said, Lord, who is this angel?
主啊，这个人是谁呀？
He said, this is the angel of the treasury.
这是财库天使。
I said, Lord, what was he doing?
他做什么？
He said, tonight this angel has come down to record every single person that put money into the offering bag. They were recording down everything into the book. And it will be judged.
今天晚上呢，天使飞来这里，把每一个人放在这个奉献袋里的数字通通写下来，然后将来要接受审判。
I'm telling you, your money will have an impact in eternity to come.
你的钱会影响到你的永恒。
You don't believe? One day, you take a look at your mansion, you will know.
你不相信吗？有一天你看你住的永恒的房子，你就知道
了。Money not only impact this life, money impact the life to come.
钱不仅影响此生，并且影响永生。
You say why?
你说为什么呢？
There was a great man of God in India.
在印度有一个伟大的人。
And he was taken to heaven one day.
有一天他被提到天上。
And he was walking on the streets of gold.
他走在黄金街上。
An angel said.
一个天使说。
Do you know this is a famous street?
你知道吗？这一条街很有名哎。
He said, why is this street famous?
为什么有名？
Because there is a famous woman that lives here.
因为有个有名的女人住在这里。
Everyone in heaven knows her.
天堂的人都认识她。
He said,Wow, this woman must have a powerful ministry.
哎呀，她的服事一定很大吧。
He said, where is this woman?
这个女人在哪儿呢？
And the angel took him to see that woman's big mansion.
这个天使就把这个人带去看这个女人的大房子。
He said, "How come this woman's mansion is so big compared to other mansions?"
怎么她的房子比别的房子都更大
？And he said, "This, you don't know this woman?"
你不认识她哦
？You read all about her?
你读了她的故事啊
？This is the woman with the two mites.
就是有两个小钱的那个女人啊。
Her two mites have bought her this mansion in heaven.
是她的两个小钱在天堂买了这个。
Now,
现在
，Don't you go out?And accuse me.
你听了这个故事，不可以去外面控告我。
Don't go out and say, "Ah, the pastor say money can buy things in heaven." I didn't say that.
你不要说牧师说钱可以买在天堂上买东西，我没有说。
I am telling you what this man saw in heaven.
我只是告诉你这个人在天堂上看到了什么。
This prophet Dinagaran.
Dinagaran 这个先知看到的。
So not my story, his story. You go and ask him.
不是我的故事啊，你有问题去找他。
Anyway, he already died. You can't look for him now.
他现在已经过世了，找不到。
Hallelujah. Number two.
第二点。
We look at the amount.
我们看这个数量。
Imagine for a moment.
想一想。
You are very poor.
你很穷。
You're living in great lack.
你有很大的缺乏。
You have two mites, two coins.
你有两个小钱。
Normally, if you have two coins,You gave one to God and you keep one for yourself.
通常有两个小钱的时候，一个给神，一个给自己。
That's logical reasoning.
这是合逻辑的嘛
？But this woman came.
那么这个女人来了。
And she gave all her two coins away.
把所有的两个小钱都给了。
She gave all that she had.
她把她所有的一切都给了。
Number three.
第三点。
The appraisal.
赞美。
Why Jesus was so impressed with her giving?
为什么她的给予吸引耶稣
Because she didn't give to get praises from men.
因为她的给予不是为了得到人的称赞
She didn't give like the rich man who want to show off in front of other worshippers.
她不是为了像那些有钱人，他们给予的目的是为了要在人面前得荣耀
He doesn't give to be seen by people.
给予的目的不是为了要让别人看见。
And she gave out of love for God.
她给予的目的是因为她爱神。
Money was not her master.
钱不是她的主人。
She loved God beyond things in this world.
她爱神超过爱世界上的东西。
And Jesus said, "This is a poor widow."
耶稣说这是个穷寡妇。
The word poor,
穷
come from the Greek word,
希腊文
tokos.
Tokos.
Tokos means absolute.Poverty.
赤贫什么都没有
It was a poverty stricken widow.
完全贫穷的一个寡妇
Which means this widow, when she gave all her money away, she was facing the real danger of imminent starvation.
这个寡妇呢，当她把这个她所有的钱给出去的时候，她立即就遇到这个吃饭的问题，没钱买东西吃了。
She have two coins.
还有两个小钱。
One mite is called in the Greek lipton.
一个小钱叫 lipton.
One mite is equivalent to 1/8 of a cent.
八分之一分。
So two mites equal 1/4 of a cent.
啊，所以两个小钱等于四分之一分。
John D. Davis in the Dictionary of the Bible say the two mites is equivalent to 0.5 cent.
啊。John D. Davis 在他自己的字典里面讲说呢，这个两个小钱等于半分。
Some modern Bible scholars says 80 cents.
有些的现在的学者呢说是八十分。
Now let me do some calculation for you.
帮你计算好了。
One mite equal to one lipton.
一个小钱等于一个 lipton.
Two mite equal to two lipta or two lipton.
啊，两个小钱是。两个 lipton
or equivalent to one quadrant
或是等于一个 quadrant
Now, what is the difference between mite and quadrant?
小钱这个 mite 跟 quadrant 有什么不一样
You see, mites are Jewish coins
这个 mite 是这个犹太人算钱的货币单位
Quadrant is the smallest Roman coin
Quadrant 呢是罗马帝国他们最小硬币的单位
Why Jewish and Roman coins?
你怎么讲说？哎，这个犹太币跟这个罗马币不同。
Because in the temple tax, they only receive Jewish coin. They will not receive Roman coin.
那么在这个收圣殿税的时候呢，只收犹太钱，不收罗马钱。
Because in the Roman coin, they have the face of the Caesar.
在罗马钱上面呢，有这个罗马这个凯撒的像。
And to a Jew, Caesar is not the king, it's Jehovah.
那么对犹太人来讲呢，凯撒不是他们的王，耶和华才是他们的王。
So if you bring Roman coins, you cannot throw into the treasury. You have to go and change it for a Jewish coin.
如果你带罗马钱来的话，你不可以把罗马钱直接丢到这个奉献箱，要先去换钱来的。
So 2 mites, which is the smallest Jewish coin, equal to 1 quadrant, which is the smallest Roman coin.
两个小钱等于罗马币的最小单位一个。
So 4 mites,
四个小钱
or four mites will be equal to 1 S.
好，四个小钱呢等于一个 S,
which is the bigger Roman coins.
就是比刚刚最小单位的罗马币再高一点。
And 16 S is equal to 1 denarius.
好，16 S 呢才等于一个 denarius.
Now 1 denarius we say is equal to 1 workers pay for that day.
我们刚刚讲过，一个 denarii 呢等于一个人工作一天的工资。
So 128 mites equal to 1 denarius.
128个小钱，128个 mite 才等于一个 denarii.
2 mites.
2 mite.
1/64 of a denarius.
就是64/1的 denarii.
So let me give you some calculation.
好，再给你一些计算。
If you do 8 hours of work,
一天工作8小时,
for $8 per hour,
一个小时8块钱,
one day,
一天,
is $64.
就是64块，对吧?
Now, in Jesus' day, it's called 1 denarius.
那么在耶稣那个时候叫一个 denarius.
So now we call it $64.
现在我们说是64块。
So if $64 equal to 1 denarius,
假如64块等于一个 denarius 的话,
2 mites equal to $1.
两个小钱等于1块钱。
So 1 mite equal to 50 cents.
所以一个麦呢，一个小钱是50分。
So it's as if that this widow, all that she has left behind is only $1.
所以这个寡妇身上只有1块钱。
Now, how do Jesus know how much this person gave and how much the other person gave?
耶稣怎么知道这个人给了多少钱，那个人给了多少钱？
Because they gave in 3 kinds of coins.
因为他们用三种不同的硬币来给。
Gold coin,
金币。
Silver coin,
银币。
And copper coin,
还有铜币。
Copper coin is the smallest.
铜币是最小的。
So the rich people,
有钱人
will come to the treasury,
来到这个银库前
with a huge heavy bags full of coins.
一大袋重重的。
And you know what they do?
怎么办？
They will come and wait for a lot of people.
等等等等等，看大家都来到，看他们。
Then pour in, king clang king clang king clang king clang king clang king clang 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 king clang clang, 再看 king clang 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 king clang, 再看 king clang clang clang, and then come on, give me the second bag and the silver again, king clang clang, and he will be there, king clang king clang king clang king clang king clang, he's a king clang.
他就要等那个四周的人来了以后呢，就一袋一袋的就把钱倒下去。
And so by the sound of the king clang 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 clang, they say, wow.That man is very generous to God. He is a rich man.
啊，借着这个货币掉下去的这个响声呢，人家就会听到说，哇，这个人是个有钱人。这么多的声音，他对神很慷慨，他是个有钱人。
So they knew by the clink clong that everybody know, wow, look at me, I'm the rich man. Look at how much I give to God.
借着这个clink clink clong clong的声音呢，就是告诉大家说，啊，我是个有钱人。你看我对神多好。
The Pharisee who invented this term is very smart.
发明这个方法的法利赛人聪明极了。
Then rich people like to give because they like to be made known.
那个有钱人这样就是喜欢给了，因为他给的时候他自己就被提升，他的名声大。
Right? Then suddenly this widow come.
突然今天这个寡妇来了。
Blink, blink.
乒乒两个小钱。
Two soft sound.
两个小小的声音。
And Jesus heard it.
耶稣听到了。
And knew.
知道。
That was the smallest coin.
这是最小的硬币。
Because Jesus had been hearing, pling blong pling blong, pling blong pling blong, pling blong pling blong, ping pong ping pong, but pling.
耶稣听到了大中小各样的声音啊。
So Jesus knew she gave the lowest amount, but yet God was impressed.
耶稣知道呢，他给的是最小的钱，可是呢，神很受吸引。
Point number two, the tribute.
第二点，审判。
This word might or lipton come from the Greek word means to peel.
Might 或者 lipton 原来的意思是去把它脱皮揭开。
Which means lipton means extremely thin that can peel off.
这个 lipton 啊，意思是它这么少，这么薄。好像一层剥皮，就好剥开就没了。
So thin，
这么薄。
But yet it impressed God so much。
可是呢，这么一点东西让神的心。
There were two sources of tributes。
那么会有两种贡献。
From the rich and the wealthy。
从有钱人、富有人来。
And from the poor people like the widow。
还有从穷人来的，像这个寡妇。
And you know where were the disciples？
门徒在哪儿
？The disciples was not in the treasury。
门徒没有在这个奉献箱这里。
They were in the building. In Mark chapter 13 verse 1, they were looking at the big building temple. They were inspecting the stones.
这个门徒呢，跑到这个圣殿里面去看那个圣殿的石头。
And you know something?
知道吗？
Jesus was so prophetic because when they were looking at the building, Jesus said, come here, come into the treasury right now. Somebody is coming.
耶稣是如此有先知性，当这个门徒们跑到圣殿里面去看圣殿的石头的时候呢，耶稣先把他们召回来说，你们来，有人要来了。
Jesus knew somebody is coming that will move heaven.
耶稣知道有一个人将要来会震动天堂。
And then he said, watch.
说看。
And then the disciple was watching.
门徒们就看。
Clang, 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 clang.
看着叮叮当当的。
And he said, saw that?
看到没有?
And Jesus immediately teach them the lessons on giving.
耶稣立即就借此教导他们有关于奉献的事。
This woman gave out of her insufficiency.
这个女人出于她的不足还奉献。
She gave out of her great financial difficulties.
她从她极大的财务困难当中奉献。
The rich gave out of surplus, but she gave out of her needs. She gave out of her lack.
富有人是根据他们所剩余的、多余的拿出来给，那么寡妇却是从她的缺乏里面还给。
Number two.
第二点。
She gave out of extreme sacrifice.
她是有一个极端的牺牲奉献的给。
She gave her all.
她把她所有的一切的给出来。
She gave beyond her means to survive.
他给的这个成分呢，是超越他能够生存的这个能力。
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a lesson to prove nobody is too poor that they cannot give something to God.
所以各位，这就是一个明证摆在我们面前，没有人是因为太穷而不能够给神的。
In fact,
事实上
，Can I tell you the truth?
告诉你真理。
After traveling over 15 countries, this is what I noticed.
我旅行过15个国家，我注意到什么呢？
It is always the poor that give the most to God.
总是穷人给的最多。
You may think I'm wrong, but I'm telling you again. It is always the poor that give the most to God. The rich can never give to God.
富有人反而不能给神，总是贫穷人给神给的最多。
The rich cannot give to God.
富有人反而不能给神。
That's the problem with the rich.I'm talking about the Christians.
这是基督徒的问题。
One day you have to give account for your money.
有一天你要把神给你的钱是要交
账。Number three, she gave out of surprising generosity.
她是以一种极为令人惊异的慷慨给出来的。
What she gave really impressed Jesus.
她所给予的真的是让耶稣惊讶。
She didn't give for something to return back to her.
他所给予的并不是要回报的。
She gave purely out of her love for God.
他给的原因乃是因为他爱神。
Let me tell you something.
所以我告诉你。
When you gave to God.
当你给神。
Don't demand something in return.
你不要想说我给了是因为是要神给我。
Oh, I give to you, so you have to do me a favor.
我给你，所以你要帮我忙。
I give to you, please give me a receipt.
给我收据。
No, when you give to God,God knows what you gave.
你给神，神知道你给了什么。
Please give with a right motive.
所以你给的时候要有正确的动机。
Number four.
第四点。
She gave God her very best.
她把她的最好给神。
Now, your giving is not based on the value of the gift.
你所给予的不是在于你给予的那个东西的价值。
But the cost to the giver.
而是这个东西对于你给出去的这个人你要付出的代价。
She gave 100%.
她给的代价是100%。
Her gift reflected her heart and her gratitude towards God.
她的给予呢表现了她对神的感谢跟对神的心。
John Wesley, a great man of God.
约翰卫斯理这个伟大属神的人。
In 1731,
1731年
he received £30 in the ministry a year.
他一年呢可以薪水是30英镑。
And £28 he used for his own living.
他用28磅来生活。
And he gave £2 away.
把2磅给出去。
In 1732,
1732年
he received £60 a year.
他一年收60英镑。
He lived on £28.
28磅拿来生活。
And he gave £32 away.
把32磅给出去。
In 1733,
1733年
he received £90 a year.
一年收90英镑。
He lived on £28.
连仍然用28英镑生活。
And he gave £62 away.
把62磅给出去。
At the peak of John Wesley ministry,
在约翰卫斯理的服事最好的时候，
he received £1,400 a year.
一年1400英镑。
He lived between 28 to 30 pounds and the rest he gave it all away.
他用28到30英镑生活，其他的给出去。
When he was poor,
当他穷，
he gave that amount away.
他把那样的钱给出去。
When he was rich,
当他富有，
he continued to give much more away.
他把更多的给出去。
Many people, when their income grew,
很多人当他们的收入增加，
the level of giving remained the same.
他们的奉献还是一样的。
You may tell me that you love God.
你说你爱神吗？
But from your money, it reveals your love.
从你的爱，从你的奉献就可以知道你爱神多少。
At the peak, when John Wesley 1,400 pounds,
在他收入最多一年1400英镑的时候，
he gave, according to history, he gave at least 1,300 pounds away.
根据历史，他至少给出去1300磅。
No, no, minus 30 will be how, let me see, 1370, right?
1370英镑。
数学还可以。He gave it all away.
他把他所有这些剩余的钱都给出去。
That was 47 times above the average amount that he used to give away.
这是他以前给出去的47倍。
Let me do a calculation for you.
为你计算一下。
Let's say your annual salary is $42,000 a year.
你一年的薪水大概42000块。
And if you gave 47 times more than your normal giving,
假如你给出去的这个奉献是47倍于你正常的给予，
you almost will give $2 million away.
你大概会给出去200万。
In 1744,
1744年，
towards the end of his life,
在他这个晚年的时候，
John Wesley was left with only 10 pounds.
约翰卫斯理只有10磅在身上。
In 1791,
1771年
at his death,
1791年他死亡的时候，
when he searched his pockets,
他找他的口袋里，
he only left with a few coins,
只有几个小铜板，
because he had given it all away,
因为他都给出去了。
Point number five,
第五点，
this widow gave her offering as a worship to God.
这个寡妇所给出去的东西呢是一种奉献。
You see, to the Jewish people, offering time is a time of worship.
是一种敬拜，奉献就是敬拜。
So she came and she gave her offering to God.
她就给，把她的奉献给出去。
Point number three, let's talk about the transformation.
那我们讲到她的转化。
Her insignificant status, she was a widow.
她这么微小的地位，是个寡妇。
Now in Jewish society, women don't have a high status in society.
在犹太社会里面，女人的地位是不高的。
And if you are a widow, it's worse.
假如你是个寡妇，那就更糟了。
Because now you don't have your husband to protect you, you are alone.
现在没有丈夫保护你，你很孤单。
But yet because of her giving,
可是由于她的给予，
her status was changed.
她的地位改变了。
From a common status to become an uncommon status in life.
本来是一个普普通通的寡妇，现在是不寻常的寡妇。
Because nobody take notice of her.
因为本来没有人注意她。
But God have noticed her.
可是神注意她。
And heaven honor her action.
天堂尊荣她的行动。
Secondly, her reliable source.
第二个就是她可以靠的来源。
When she gave that much away,
当她把这么多给出去。
She knew that she had no other way to sustain her life except to fully put her trust in God.
她知道呢，她没有其他的方法可以支持她自己的生活，唯有依靠神。
She had little, but she loved much.
她有很少的财物，可是她的爱很多。
And she gave much away.
所以她就给出很多。
Next is her remarkable selflessness.
她令人惊奇的无私。
It was an act of self-denial.
这是一种自我否认。
You know why Jesus praised her?
为什么耶稣赞美她?
I'll tell you why.
为什么?
Because her action was to tell the whole world about his greatest act at the cross.
因为呢，这寡妇的行动就是向全世界宣告了耶稣最伟大的行动，上十字架。
Because at the cross, Jesus gave all away.
因为在十字架上，耶稣给出一切。
He gave his life away for this whole world.
他把他的生命给出去，为了这个世界。
He never hold back. He gave it all away.
他没有保存，他给出去。
And so when he saw this woman's giving, it reminds him of his coming acts of selflessness at the cross.
所以当他看到这个女人的时候呢，就提醒他，等一下上十字架的时候那种无私的态度。
You know, in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 3,
箴言书十五章第三节
he said, the eyes of the Lord looks at everything, at every place, the good and the evil.
神的眼目遍察全地，他看好人也看歹人。
And Jesus saw everybody at the treasury room.
耶稣在银库里面看到每一个人。
You know, God sees.
神看得到。
I'm telling you, heaven is not blind.
告诉你，天堂不是瞎眼的。
If you think heaven is blind,
假如你觉得天堂是瞎眼的
，One day when you ended this life,
有一天呢，你这一生结束了
，You go back to heaven,
你回到天堂上
，You say, 哎，为什么我房子是这样的？哎，为什么你的房子是这样的？不公平，不公平。And then God say, 我带你去看戏。Then He will show you the movie of your entire life.
他就让你看到你一生的过程。
Then he looks at your secret thing.
看到你的秘密的事。
He say, 公平还不公平呢？我是天上的包青天。God observed her love, her devotion, and her worship.
神看到的是他的爱，他的敬虔，他的奉献。
God never despised the little gift.That people gave unto him.
神从来不会藐视人给他的小礼物。
That's why in Leviticus chapter 5 verse 11.
这就在利未记五章十一节。
He said that the rich can give a bull offering to God.
富有人可以给神一大笔钱。
The middle class can give a lamb away to God.
那么中产阶级人可以给神一只羊。
The poor can give a dove as a worship to God.
那么穷人呢可以给一只鸽子。
But if you are the poorest,God say, you can give flour as an offering to God.
那么神说，假如你是最贫穷的，你就把面粉带来可以了。
You see, God never despised the small offering, even like flour.
那么神从来不会藐视那个小的奉献，就算是面粉也可以。
God saw her heart.
神看到她的心。
Through her gift.
借着她的礼物。
All her love and all the demonstration of.Her faithfulness towards God was in her giving.
她所有对神的爱跟那个委身奉献都在她的礼物里面表达出来。
I'm telling you, God loves a cheerful giver.
神喜欢一个乐于给予的人。
Her attitude was reflected in the essence of her true giving.
她的态度就显现在她真实的给予之上。
Her sacrifice reflect the expression of true giving.
她的牺牲也显示出来什么叫做真正的奉献。
She gave not to impress man or God.
她的给予不是因为要吸引人或吸引神。
2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 12, we must walk with godly sincerity.
哥林多后书一章十二节，必须要以 敬虔的心来行走我们的道路。
God praise her actions of sowing.
神赞美她的这种撒种的精神。
It reveals her absolute knowledge of true stewardship.
讲到这个寡妇里面，她是有一个真正的管家的心。
God noticed a widow.
神会注意一个寡妇。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because God wants to tell us a truth, and that is Christianity must demonstrate practical godliness.
神告诉我们一个真理，就是基督的信仰一定是要在现实的生活中展现出你所信的。
Because James chapter 1 verse 27.
雅各书一章二十七节。
He say a true religion is to visit the widow.
一个真实的信仰呢，是要去拜访，去照顾那些寡妇。
In Ezekiel chapter 16 and verse 49.
以西结书十六章四十九节。
He says, "Don't ever forget the widow."
不要忘记寡妇。
You see, widow are lonely people.
寡妇是孤独的人。
Widow are helpless people.
无助的人。
Because women have no status in society.
因为那时候的女人在社会没有地位。
And God have noticed a widow.
那么可是神注意他们。
You know, God always help the helpless.
神总是帮助那些没有办法帮助自己的人。
God always take notice of the weak.
他总是注意那些软弱的。
We always look at the strong.
我们只看那些强壮的。
But God looks at the weak.
可是神看到软弱的。
See, God's eyes are on the weak things of this earth.
神的眼目是看这世上软弱的。
The widow was a weak person.
寡妇是软弱的。
The offering was a weak offering.
这个奉献也这么少。
But Jesus take notice of her offering.
可是耶稣注意到她的奉献。
And now, I want to show you something that she say. And he says in verse 43.
四十三节。
Assuredly I say to you that this poor widow has put in more than all those who had given to the treasury.
这个寡妇所投入的库里的呢，比众人所投的更多。
Jesus must be very poor in mathematics.
你想耶稣的算术不太好吧
？As if he doesn't know maths.
好像他不知道如何做计算。
Because Jesus tell the disciples.
耶稣告诉门徒
，Her two smallest coin.
他两个这个丁丁的小钱
is more than all those who King Kong King Kong King Kong King Kong give into the treasury box.
比那个很多的叮叮当当钱更多。
So the disciples say, 哇，这个也满，这个也满，这个也满 ，13 box full of coins. But Jesus say, these two coins is more than all the 13 box.
那么门徒看到这个十三个盒子都是满的，怎么这两个小钱比那个满的都更多呢
？And Jesus give the answer why.
耶稣告诉他们答案。
He says in verse 44.
第四十四节。
Because the rich gave out of surplus and abundance.
富有的人是从他们的多余的有钱的地方给出来。
But the poor widow gave out of her poverty.
贫穷的寡妇是出于她的贫穷，她还给。
Can I tell you my secret life?
我告诉你我的秘密生活。
I show you something right now.
现在告诉你
When someone who is poor and when they give me an offering, 我真的惊啊。
当一个贫穷人给我奉献的时候，我心里战惊啊。
I'm very frightened when someone very poor give me an offering.
当一个贫穷人给我奉献的时候，我很害怕。
I will go to my room.
我会回到我的房间。
God,
我说神啊。
This is a poor.Person's offering.
这是一个贫穷人的奉献。
Like that poor widow.
就像这个寡妇。
Lord,
主啊
，Please honor this giving.
请你尊荣他的给予。
Because God watched the poor and God watched the widow.
因为神看顾贫穷人，神看顾寡妇。
We better don't take those offering for granted.
你不要以为这样的钱奉献给你是理所当然的。
If ever a poor person come to church and he gave that offering, I'm telling you, that offering is very powerful in the eyes of God.
假如一个贫穷人来到神的面前奉献给神，这个奉献在神的眼中大有能力。
So whenever a very poor person give offering, I'm very careful.
所以穷人给奉献的时候，我非常小心。
Because if God watch over such a poor widow's offering,
因为神看到这个穷寡妇的奉献。
God also watch over how we handle money.
他重视这个穷寡妇的奉献，所以他也会看我们如何处理像类似贫穷人这样的奉献。
When people gave out of sacrifices.
当人们是一种牺牲还奉献
We better honor them.
我们最好要尊荣他们
Whenever people give out of sacrifices, I always kneel and pray a prayer and honor their giving.
如果他是出于牺牲的奉献，我总是跪下来为这个奉献来祷告
Because they gave more than other people.
因为他们所给予的超越其他的人
That's how I practice my life.
这就是我的生命里面我是这样做的
Very important.
很重要。
There was one time.
有一次啊。
Somebody gave me, that time it was about 50,000, 200,000 rupiah.
20,000 rupiah. Rupiah.
So 200,000 rupiah is how much, Sing dollars? Let me see. If I, about 20 over dollars.
大概二十多块新币。
Is it 20 over dollars? No, about 30 over dollars. 30 over dollars.
三十多块新币。
And she wrote in that note.
她写了一个纸条。
I'm believing God for my breakthrough.
我相信神会给我突破。
Please help me.
请帮助我。
When I took that rupiah in the room.
我把这个 rupiah 接受回到我的房间。
I don't know who she was.
我不知道这个人是谁。
Because he was in an envelope.
因为他是放在信封里。
I was frightened.
我很惊讶。
So I kneel down.
我就跪下。
I said, God, this is a poor person's offering. You better help him, Lord.
神啊，这是一个贫穷人的奉献哎。
That's how we treat offering. You must be very careful.
所以，如果别人给你奉献，你要非常有敬畏的心来处理这些奉献。
You know why?
为什么呢
？About 10 years ago.
十年以前。
Somebody gave me an offering.
有一个人，他给我一个奉献。
I look at the offering.
我看了这个奉献。
I said, "Thank you, Jesus."
我说耶稣，谢谢你。
So I crushed the other envelope, throw it away.
我就把这个信封啊，就丢掉了嘛。
And then the Holy Spirit say, "What do you do?"
圣灵说你在做什么
？I said, "Yeah, I thank you, Lord, for this gift."
我为神给我的礼物献上感谢。
And the Lord said, "This person have offered out of great sacrifice."
这个人给你的这个奉献是出于他的牺牲。
You have never prayed a prayer over her.
你从来没有为她祷告。
I watched that woman's giving.
我看到这女人的奉献。
What are you doing with her giving?
你怎么对她的奉献来处理她
？Oh, I was so frightened.
把我好惊讶，我里面很害怕。
I knew God watched over poor people.
我知道神看顾穷人。
I quickly kneel down.
赶快跪下来。
And pray a prayer over that offering.
对这个奉献来做祷告。
And the next time.
下一次。
And a poor person gave me an offering.
穷人给我奉献。
我真的惊啊！
我就很害怕。
Because of one encounter with God.
因为那一次跟神之间的经验。
So if you ever receive any offering,
假如你收到任何人给你的礼物
，when people gave out of sacrifice,
是他们出于牺牲的奉献。
You better take that offering seriously.
你要很重视这个奉献。
Because God is watching over that offering.
因为神看顾这样的奉献。
Amen.
Amen.
Not the big offering, then you pray to God.
不是那个很大笔的奉献，你跟神祷告。
But the poor man and the poor woman's offering, you better pray.
可是是那些贫穷的男人或女人的奉献。
God's eyes are always on the poor and the needy.
神的眼睛总是在贫穷以及需要人的身上。
Amen.
Amen.